Man, it has been one screaming day today. I'm not sure if I'm glad I did what I did last night or if I'm sorry about it. I opened up this can of worms last night during this program discussing silver for the entire hour. You know what? Not a single call came in here for gold today. It's been silver, silver, silver ever since last night. And some amazing things are going on. And thank God for every one of you who did that. Well, gee, the market receded a little bit today. We all saved a whole bunch of money. And everybody's happy. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Glad to have you here. Jeff Bennett live on this fifth day of January. My goodness, there's only 300 and some odd days left in the year. It's going so quickly, isn't this? You're listening to us live right here in Republic Broadcasting Network, and I am so glad to be here. Let's take a fast look at what the markets did do today, because I ain't got any time to waste coming up once we go through this first break. Where'd my page go? Oh, they came out with a bunch of jobs reports today that are, you know, telling us that everybody's hiring. The jobs reports, yeah, they were great in December. Yeah, but Christmas is over. The sales are over. Wait till you see what happens once those job reports get modified come the end of January. Oh, gee, sorry, them people, they were just there temporarily. Dow Jones Industrial Average up pretty much all day today, up 32 points. It closed at 11,723. The NASDAQ was up 21, ending their trading day at 2,702, while the S&P 500 was up a whopping 6, ending their day at 1,277. Global Dow in the markets is currently up $4 at 2,110. Oil up 26 cents. Happy days are here again. At $90.56 a barrel, gold in the aftermarket is starting its climb again. But look, I don't care. And anybody who worries about that day-to-day business is kind of nonsensical anyway. But currently, rhodium stands at $2,380 an ounce. Palladium off a dollar in the aftermarket at $773. Excuse me, I don't have a cough button here. Platinum off $4 in the after hours at $1,723. Silver up 8 cents at $29.34. And boy, have we got something hot for you on silver later in this program today. If you've been looking for silver, now is the time, and we're going to get you with something pretty shocking, but be prepared to move in a hurry. Gold off $2.80 in the aftermarket at $1,375.80. Stand by. We will return.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Whether Lindsay Lohan used drugs while in rehab or not. No, not particularly. I mean, what's the big deal? You know, she'll screw up again. Talented young lady who just, no pun intended, but she blew it. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Looking at just a quick smattering of headlines over on one of the websites I typically tend to open up for a quickie just before we open the program. According to a watchdog group, the IRS is tormenting struggling taxpayers, which is, I think, a fairly distinct follow-up to the caller that called in on our program last week, the retired IRS agent who just talked about the horrors of what their job was. And it was to just harass and milk and harangue and squeeze every damn nickel out of people they possibly could. You know, God, the amount of money they must spend to have those guys out there, you know, the thieves for hire is all they are. Let me see. Hey, Robert Gibbs, don't let the door hit you in the assets on the way out. Get rid of that little pansy white boy. I suppose they'll, what are they going to give the job to? Valerie Jarrett? She's probably too smart to take that stupid job anyway. Other than the fact that now we would have a person of pigmentation standing up there at the podium every day dealing out administrative BS, because that's all any of it is. So John Boehner took possession of the house today, Boehner, and says it's the people's house. Well, good, then start doing the people's business. Let's not talk about economics. Let's not worry about health care, anything else. My granny is right. Hold the SOB's feet to the fire. If the House of Representatives would do its job tomorrow morning, the very first thing they need to do, instead of shaking hands and kissing each other on the assets and everything else, is to demand complete and total proof of the idiot's eligibility to be residing in the White House. Because I don't think they can provide it. And if it cannot be provided, the House of Representatives can basically declare the residency or presidency null and void, and that would wipe out everything that he has signed into law. Executive orders, laws, everything. Done. Out. Finished. Takes us back to square one. And then the boy could go home with his wife's foot up his butt, tail between his legs, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't make a lot of difference. That's what needs to get done. But they're all up to shenanigans. They're all up to tricks. They're doing it all right. What about the, how do you like this? Mark Twain. Mark Twain would have been, what, 103 years old or 100 years old this year? And something, a little more than that. But whatever it happened to be, whatever his birth date would have been. And it seems to me that in his will, his biography could not be released until the 100th anniversary of his death, which I guess is this year. I could be wrong, but something like that. I can't remember the exact. But They've now decided to reissue the book, Huck Finn, Huckleberry Finn. Oh, man. Yeah. Huckleberry Finn. Yeah, they've rewritten a classic book. They've removed the N word and replaced it with the word slave. If they're going to do that with one book, what's to prevent them from rewriting many other books? I mean, they're certainly good about rewriting history. So why shouldn't they begin to rewrite books? We must be politically incorrect, all right. You know, gots to have it. You better get on YouTube and find a piece of music, brother. What an auspicious day. Charlie Mingus died 32 years ago today. You don't know Charlie Mingus? My brother in music in the studio is going to see if he can find something on YouTube that we can go for. Yeah, do it. Absolutely. Let's find some Mingus to play during this program tonight, huh? Especially if we come back out of the break or something. Nice long piece of some good Mingus. You pick it, man. Doesn't matter to me. I trust you. Well, let's see what else is going on. So last night we did this whole program on silver. And the calls we've had for bags today, for monster boxes of silver eagles, smaller acquisitions of eagles. I received a wide range of emails throughout the course of and after the program last night thanking us for the time that we took. And, you know, that was nothing that was planned by me. I had a whole different direction I was going to go to. By the way, bend over. Your bank is going to jack their fees up this year. Oh, yeah. $30 a year they're going to charge you just to use a debit card. Yeah. Think about that. $30 for every man, woman, and child who owns a debit card out there. Adds up, doesn't it? Bend over. We'll drive. Best T-shirt I ever saw on the beach of San Diego. That's what it said. Bend over. I'll drive. Federal Reserve's pushing a new mortgage regulation that would effectively eliminate the most powerful federal remedy for predatory lending. The Fed wants to gut the predatory lending regulation. In other words, they'll be able to stick it to you once again. A couple of weeks ago, my webmaster and I were up working on a project one night, and we had some discussions about his brother-in-law, who happens to be a client of mine. We don't ever get into specifics other than the fact that his brother-in-law is buying. And the comment he made was quite stark. He said, you know, it's interesting. He continues to provide financially or prepare financially. He continues to buy gold and silver, et cetera, but he doesn't stock up on any kind of food storage, nothing. Just living out there like, well, if something happens, I can buy what I need. And my comment back to him was, yeah, he'll be knocking on your door paying you a sovereign for a freeze-dried hot dog. And about the time I was sending that to him, he was sending me back a very similar note. And so I look at the headline today, world food prices rose to a record in December on higher sugar, grain, and oil seed costs. That according to the United Nations. They've exceeded levels reached in 2008, which sparked deadly riots from Haiti to Egypt. An index of 55 food commodities tracked by the Food and Agriculture Organization gained for a 6 month to 214.7 points, above the previous all-time high of 213.5 in June of 08, a year before the recession allegedly ended. Now, this is a United Nations agency based in Rome, and they've stated in a monthly report that the gauges for sugar and meat prices advanced to records. So the headline reads, world food prices rise to record on sugar and meat costs. Now, for those of you who get up in the morning and just cannot wait, you get that coffee going, you take care of your morning constitution, turn on that computer and run right to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, you'll notice there were no new headlines this morning. Just kind of holdovers from late yesterday. It wasn't until 3 hours ago that I was finally able to get to it. And this particular headline struck me in addition to the commentary I'd had with Mike Webmaster last week about his brother-in-law. And so I've kind of subtitled the column, A Sovereign for a Hot Dog. Think about it. How about this one? Soaring gold prices tempt many to sell off jewelry and other gold items. These are the guys on TV. Hey, stick your gold in a bag and mail it to somebody you don't know and we'll treat you right. And you know what? You got 30 days to make up your mind if we screwed you or not. Right, like they're going to just sit there with the jewelry in a little bag, mouched Mary Baker, and gee, Mary wants her gold back, her jewelry back. Don't kid yourself. It goes right to the melting pot. So here's what's going on in California. Police are working to keep thieves from taking advantage of the trend by making it difficult to sell stolen gold. Gold selling in the $1,400 an ounce range, officials reminded the public that there are laws governing the buying and selling of gold. Pasadena police have said that in a written statement, that the Pasadena Police Department, now that's, if you don't know it, that's where the Rose Bowl is held every year. The Pasadena Police Department would like to inform the public that buying gold is against the law unless you are licensed by the California Department of Justice. That buying gold is against the law unless you're licensed? Is it illegal to buy and sell gold in California without a license? Well, excuse me, but my thumb and three of my fingers just got cut off. You can imagine which one still remains. Allstate has sued the Bank of America and Mozilla over countrywide losses. You remember Allstate, Ed Reimers? You're in good hands with Allstate. Allstate has sued Bank of America, its countrywide lending unit, and 17 other defendants for allegedly misrepresenting the risks on more than $700 million of mortgage securities that it bought from Countrywide. Well, we know it happened. You notice the only ones that get to sue are the big companies? What about me? Well, I'll tell you what, honey, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China. We'll be back.
I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093.
That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Much as I hate to do it, we got to go back to work here. Charlie Mingus. Man. There's a, for those of you who care, there's no cost to this and there's no real tracking. There's a marvelous website out there called jazzonthetube.com. They will send you a new jazz video in your email every single day. All you got to do is go there and type in your first name and the email address. They ask for nothing else. And I get some new stuff every day, some of which we post on the RepublicTradingGroup.com website. Sometimes it leads me to other stuff. There are thousands of some superb jazz videos out there. But then if you don't want to do it, just come to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com each and every day, and we'll do our best to at least supply you with one marvelous video, such as the great one that's up there today with Billie Holiday, Jerry Mulligan, Fine and Mellow, recorded in 1957. Oh, yeah. Billie was it. Well, the point that I don't remember where I left off before the break, but this business about Allstate suing Bank of America over the countrywide losses, they got screwed, they got deceived, they got lied to. I got deceived and got lied to, and many of you did too. And it's because of that. In other words, we did it the right way. We came in the way we were raised. We had 10, 15, 20, 30, 40% equity or more, but that equity has been eroded due to the fraudulent mismanagement and the outrageous loaning to all these other people. Banks and their services have done wrong and harm and injustices upon the American people with this settlement. There's this big, big settlement that's taken place, all of which sends a strong message to financial institutions that they are now, in fact, untouchable. Yeah, they got to pay a little bit of a fine, but they don't have to pay the price that I have to pay. Interesting, isn't it? Now, when I say I don't mean to put it in terms of what I personally have experienced, because I'm nothing more than an example of what millions of other people in this country have experienced. the death throes of our financial well-being, the cornholio of the economic scenario of my later years. I think of Sinatra. September of my years. That's where I'm at. The autumn of my years. Autumn was always my favorite season of the year anyway. The colors. People talk about spring being rejuvenation, new life, signification of birth, and, you know, all this good nonsense. Autumn is my rejuvenation. It always has been. The Fed allegedly is out purchasing over 60% of 2011's fiscal deficit. Do you think these guys who got this new Congress has got the cojones to put that to a halt? I guess the Fed's just going to be dancing the monetization waltz, just like Latin American countries used to back in the 1970s. Proof positive that America truly is a banana republic. Except we've got nukes. Yeah. Banana republic. And I know where that banana's been shoved. So in the metals markets. Gold has had its worst fall in 6 months. All had assorted market pundits rushing to the airwaves overnight attempting to explain why the sure thing, the New Year's mega rally that has been all but in the bag, did not materialize, and how this cave-in with gold all came about. Oh, my God, we told you, get out, wherever you are. But in effect, they've all ignored the apparent sector rotation that is probably underway from commodities into equities. Still manifest in most of the explanations tendered on various media outlets. The bullish case for gold is being revised in even the slightest terms. But let me tell you something. The correction in gold and silver is doing nothing more, my friends, than setting up for the next major move during 2011. 2011, a whole decade of this millennium is gone. Kiss my tuchus. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
It's interesting. It sounds very much like 50s or 60s soundtracks from some really phenomenal films back then. I've got a soundtrack here that I've got to dig out with this new toy I got for Christmas. Some marvelous jazz soundtracks from films out of the late 50s, early 60s. So, yeah, we got to dig some of this stuff up. Hey, I know that. Sure enough, man, we'll talk about that. That's actually a rare album. Very few people knew about that. I tripped across that thing about 15 years ago on a CD. Miles Davis did a soundtrack for a French movie. Just an amazing album. We ought to pop some of that stuff out here. You gotta understand Miles. But, you know, each to their own. Anyway, back to work here. What do you mean, $15 for what? The album you found? You're kidding me. And I got the CD, no complaints. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. Just a lot of, I got to be honest, I had such a busy day. I normally, by this time of the week, I'll start putting some reasonably serious commentary together about a number of issues, but it was not meant to be today. So, talking about a wide range of things, discussions about correction in gold and silver, setting up the next major move in the market. I'm whipping through the TV last night. Here's this idiot, Colbert. Now, Colbert can be funny, but he was literally mocking gold last night, holding a bar up and showing little sound bites of Glenn Beck and Ron Paul and little sound bites of little ads, never mentioning the companies, etc., and just making an absolute mockery of gold and the states of, I think it's Utah, that's looking to, you know, potentially begin creating their own gold coinage up there, etc., etc., gold and silver coinage. I guess that Colbert just doesn't understand the economic dictums of the Constitution. The demands for only Congress can, you know, authorize the minting of coins of gold and silver, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Colbert is a total freaking idiot. But, Colbert and his other buddy, these seem to be the darlings of the Democrats who just lost control of the House. They like to get them up there on the dais. That's the way they did with Al Franken. They want to take entertainers and turn them into politicians. Well, the problem is we now have politicians who like to think they're entertainers. Good news boosted the dollar. Wow, imagine that. Remember when the greenback rallied on dire economic reports and sank on strong data? Those days may be over. Oh, boy, I guess the dollar had a little bit of a rebound today. Nothing major. Instead of buying one gumball, it'll buy 1.10 gumball. Beltway pundits say the Republic rats are making a mistake in vowing to block Obamacare piece by piece. Well, they're right. They shouldn't waste their time doing it piece by piece. They ought to get rid of it entirely. It's already hurting consumers and businesses. Insurance companies have gone out of business. Doctors have decided to retire. Of course, that means they can open up the doors and bring more of the Middle Eastern H-1B visa holders over here so they can become doctors in this country, etc. Why come serve as you will? I will give you hysterectomy. Would you like a slushy with that? My cousin will give you coupon. Unbelievable. Of course, the media wants the Republican lawmakers to back off. I can't say on the air what I'd like to say. I don't think that, you know, there's going to be a couple of days of warm and fuzzy. I watched that pig Nancy Pelosi stand up there today and give this make nice speech and hug and kiss Boehner and all this good junk. If I were Boehner, I'd have said no thanks. I'd have just brushed her off. I'm not kidding you. Just absolutely sickening to me. Well, a date's been set for the attempted repeal of the greatest federal control over our lives. That's next week on the 12th. What day is the 12th? Oh, I'm tired tonight. A week from today is the 12th, and that's the day that the House is going to cast its vote for the repeal of Obamacare. All they got to do is defund it. It'll dry up and go away. I mean, they want to get in and start talking about cutting spending? Yep, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more. Americans are struggling to make sense of a devastating succession of financial crises, from teetering banks to a collapsed stock market, both of whom, the banks and the stock markets, were brought back from the brink of death, which, of course, becomes absolutely hilarious because, well, they just flat should have been allowed to die, as far as I'm concerned. Bankrupted car companies, underfunded public employee pensions, now we've got exploding state deficits. Oh, yeah, we can see in each the malignant expression of, huh? What went wrong? I thought the economy was getting better. I mean, I look at some of the headlines today. It's just, you absolutely have to be kidding me. Here's one of them. Oh, by the way, Mitsubishi's got a brand new 92-inch 3D TV getting ready to hit the market. 92 inches. The Dow's win streak plays on. Oh, boy, things are getting better. The boner era now begins. That's another headline. I don't care. He's a politician. I honestly have no respect for any of them. Not one of them. Huh. Now, there was a settlement. And I guess I better go see what this settlement's all about. I put these things up. Business Insider has a site called Cluster Stock. You know what I just assume call it. Hey, who's she? She's cute. So now, yesterday, there's reports between banks and attorney generals across the United States on the issue of foreclosure gate. But the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, released a blistering presentation on the, quote, unfair, deceptive, and unconscionable acts on foreclosure cases. Doesn't exactly read like somebody's about to give in to a weak settlement now, does it? The presentation explains some of the fraudulent and deceptive activities that banks have been engaging in Florida. And I'm sure they've been doing it everywhere else, too. The now famous robo-signers were discussed. But the use of fake witnesses, documents, affidavits are also alluded to. Examples of forgeries were included. Now, if you'd had trouble understanding why many state governments put a halt on foreclosure affecting firms like Bank of America, PNC, Citibank, that I've often referred to as, well, you get it. Let's not forget Morgan the Pirate. You need to take a strong look at this whole thing. It's pretty frustrating. So you get this nonsense. The report comes out, and this Florida Attorney General says, BS, it's garbage. Well, by the way, it is a new year. We're 5 days into it, only where this is, what, the third business day of the year. Banks are cooking up new ways to bend you over. Don't pick up the soap. More metals headlines. Gold's mania is still ahead. $325 rise in 2010. Tuesday, gold bullion suffered a steep one-day loss. Steepest one-day loss since July. Down again today. It was down $34 yesterday. At one time yesterday, it was down $40. I don't know where it is right now. I don't care. But you know what? Best is still yet to come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. New gold rush. Can the precious metal go higher in 2011 and beyond? Most people see gold as just another dollar-based asset class to be evaluated using the same metrics as stocks and bonds and commodities like corn cobs and coffee. But in order to understand the benefits of buying and holding physical gold, investors must go beyond conventional economic wisdom and understand the causes rather than the symptoms. You see, they need to be able to interpret the message that gold is sending. And when I talk gold, I'm also talking silver. And speaking of silver, owning silver is a win-win situation in many, many ways. A win-win situation. As we all know, a win-win occurs when opposing parties both gain from a certain outcome. Perhaps both don't always get all that they had wanted, but both win something in the bargain. Best outcome that can be expected for both parties. With silver, there is a lose-lose and a win-win scenario. Those who lose-lose are the idiots that don't own any. Those who win-win will probably win again just because they own it and somebody else doesn't. Well, that leads me to something else. I had a call this afternoon. Now, I want you to understand. I want you to get a paper and pencil right now. If you have been in the market for a sizable quantity of silver, I want you to make a note of something. And if it turns out that you're not in the market for this particular item or you don't care about it, then don't worry about it. I'm sorry to have wasted your time. I received a call this afternoon for some folks up north who were interested in acquiring a bag of junk silver. Now, we talked about junk silver at length on the air yesterday, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about it today, other than suffice it to say, junk silver are dimes, quarters, and a half dollars minted and spent, circulated in this country prior to 1965, when all of our money that was minted of 90% silver content. You know, the $1,000 face value bag with 715 ounces of silver, blah, 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 blah. Client called and said, I want to buy a bag. How much? In the background, her son saying, great deal, great deal, get great deal. Okay, good. It doesn't bother me. I love that kind of stuff. Because that's my job. I'm a problem solver. I go out to try to get you the best deal we possibly can. So she had left a message on my phone. I should have called my supplier before I called her, but I didn't. Real dumb. And I get a hold of her. I said, okay, let's see what we can come up with. You got any choice? Dimes, quarters, half dollars? Mixed? Whatever. Called my supplier. He gave me a price, and I gagged. I absolutely gagged. Because apparently he's got quite an inventory of junk silver right now. And he is ready to let you save a chunk of money. So look, if you've been interested in buying a bag, a full bag of junk silver, I might be able to get you a half a bag if you, that's all you can handle. Remember, 715 ounces. I'm not going to quote a price here on the air, but I will tell you this much. I get off the air here in a little over 15 minutes. You've got exactly 45 minutes from the time I get off the air. If you're Central Time, I'm off the air at what, 7 o'clock? You've got until 7:45 to call me or email me. And believe me, I can handle a lot more via email a lot faster than I can by phone. I don't want to be on the phone talking to somebody and you're not able to get through to me and you lose out on this. I can do this tonight. Less than 50 cents an ounce over spot. As a matter of fact, 47 cents over spot for a bag of junk silver. Spot, 715 ounces. Well, take spot and add 47 cents to it, and then times 715. The problem is the spots you look at, the spot I look at, and the spot my supplier looks at are going to be two different things. So you're either going to call me at 800-691-7898, or you're going to send me an email at gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. Don't send it to any other email address at Republic Trading Group or RBN, because I won't get it until morning, and I can guarantee it'll be too late. As I get those emails in, the second I get off the air, I can be on the phone with my supplier saying one bag, two bag, three bags, whatever the case may be. We'll get spot nailed. We'll do it. Might be able to get you half a bag. Sometimes he'll drop down and handle a half bag minimum. You're liable to pay a few cents premium on that. Not much. 4 cents, maybe 3 cents, something like that. Probably not more than 2 or 3 cents. But if you've been wanting silver and you happen to like junk silver, you want to pick it up as an investment, maybe you live off in Podunk, Idaho somewhere, and those people may still have an understanding of what a bag of junk silver is worth, so you can do some bartering and trading with people who understand that. This is an amazing opportunity. Silver's down from what its high has been. It's been, what is it, down a buck and a half or something like that. But the prices that he gave me are even amazing. You know what? I went on a website of a company that is known for offering the absolute least expensive price in the country for junk silver. And I came up lower than them. I didn't drop my price just to drop it. I got a hell of a deal from our supplier. And I could do that tonight. Don't call me on Thursday. I'm very doubtful I'm going to be able to do anything if you pick up the rerun of this program in a few hours. You can always call me and try. But I'm prepared to call this supplier within about 30 to 40 minutes after I get off the air tonight and place an order for whatever number of bags we need. You want one bag? You want 10 bags? You want a half a bag? You want two bags? Two and a half bags? Call me. 800-691-7898. 47 cents over spot. That's dirt cheap. Send me an email. I hear music. Let's go to the music. We'll be back in a minute.
There ain't nothing I can do, or nothing I can say.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Had an interesting email from some gentleman who bills himself as Richard, wanting to know where Statmiller picks we idiots up. Well, I don't know, but he certainly picked you up, pal. Welcome back to the final moments of tonight's program. And got some interesting requests for some Sonny Stitt or John Coltrane, so we'll be watching for that. We do a fair amount of Coltrane as time comes by, typically with some videos on the site. We might have a couple of pieces of Coltrane in our library down at the network, and we kind of go from there. Anyway, gives you a good idea of the economic factors of the day, some of the headlines we're looking at, several others over there. In the future, you may not be able to provide the basics for your family, even if everyone in your family has a job. It's interesting, about 10 minutes after we discussed the food value crisis in from the United Nations report, Fox News brings some gal in there. She's talking about it. Another piece up here, everything falling apart, 20 facts you will not want to read if you still want to feel good about America's decaying infrastructure. U.S. propaganda, this is the one I find interesting, U.S. propaganda ministers pumping out jobs recovery propaganda. And that is what we saw today. That's amongst the reasons that Wall Street has had another allegedly good day. And uh, for that reason. You know, we've got this massive storyline that's being sold to the American public by the White House and the corporate mainstream media that the economy is growing, that jobs are being created, and corporations are generating record profits. Well, they probably are. Some of them. Corporations such as banking and Wall Street type corporations. Consumers are spending money, which, well, they are to some degree, but maybe not as much as others would like to see. And that, frankly, all will be well in 2011. The 2% payroll tax cut stolen from future generations to be spent in 2011, well, 2011, according to what they're telling us, is going to jumpstart a sound economic recovery. Joseph Goebbels would be proud. Be careful of the spinmeisters. And finally, this Bank of America settlement we've discussed on and off several times this evening is merely another taxpayer ripoff. So with all of that having been said, we'll certainly see what tomorrow brings. I may get out of here and go get some supper tonight. Phones will remain forwarded, so if you need to call, 800-691-7898, and we'll be out here doing what we have to do. And you got it, Dippy. What can you do? You can't talk to idiots and fools anyway. So, we reach nearly the end of our day here. Just about music time, I think. Yeah, I'm hearing it creep in. You guys stay with us. We'll be back here with you tomorrow and see what cooks overnight. So till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Can hardly hear the music. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Ever climbing.